day the boatman arrived on the island, he caught everyone except Isla by surprise. At the exact moment that he crossed the horizon, Isla was sitting as usual on the stone wall that overlooked the pale sand dunes, watching the fishermen paddle their small boats back to the island and haul them up to rest on the folds of sand. Her wild dark hair danced languidly in the breeze as she swung her legs in the numbing silence of some daydream, and her silver eyes peered across the blinding glassy sea, contemplating magic and places far away. The island where Isla was born was surrounded by a wide stretch of sea, which rocked and crashed in on itself and was silent for a journey of 3 days by boat before it reached the shores of the mainland. And because the islanders could not see the mainland from where they stood, and the mainlanders could not see the island even on the clearest day, both believed that they were separate, independent, just as people had for generations. Here on the island of her birth, Isla knew all the answers to her life. She knew the steady roots of the banyan trees and the habits of the band of monkeys who lived in their lofty branches. She knew the secret freshwater springs, the migration of the black-faced gulls, the salty taste of the wind before a storm. She knew which of her friends would become fishermen, which harvesters, which loza growers, which traders. She could not remember a time when she hadn't known where a path would lead, what might be around the corner of a cliff, or whose voice was calling out after her in the dusk. Then, in that white morning light, the boatman arrived. For a brief moment, Isla glanced back and saw the bright red bags of loza harvesters on her own land, weaving at an imperceptible pace along the rows that flushed a familiar purple hue and sent the soft fragrance of loza wafting through the humid sea air. And then she looked again out to sea, and she saw his boat rise up clear on the horizon, sails full of the winds of destiny. And it was a boat unlike any the islanders had ever seen. Fishermen turned from their glistening lines to point and call, "Look, look, what's that on the horizon?" And islanders began to gather at the stone wall, peering out into the glistening mirror of the sea. Yet despite her leaden feet, which had swung lethargically like pendulums keeping time, and despite the hundreds of days she had sat on that very spot, staring into the empty sea and counting over and over the 37 small boats floating in the distance, Isla was entirely unsurprised to see this new boat, larger than any other, gliding towards the island. While crowds gathered on the sandy shores and pressed against her on the stone wall, a wide smile spread across Isla's face, and she could only whisper, "At last."